hills of old Alabama, just across the Mississippi line. It was long ago, a story I'm told, that started as V. Thompson's line. You can mark the date in 1888. Little Sylvester was born right on time. In just a few short years, as he grew up to see that across the holler was a beautiful young daughter of Bob and Melinda Anthony. On a starry night, it was love at first sight. In the mind of God, it was meant to be. Her name was Mariah Meldora, a lovely lassie was she, with coal black hair and beauty so rare, our grandmother she was to be. With loving affection through a divine connection was the beginning of our history. To this holy union were born sons and daughters. In a matter of time, thy purpose divine, they'd become our fathers and mothers. Soon we would be a big family. Our destiny in life we would discover. There were born two sons to carry Papa's name. First Robert Elton, then Raymond Alton, through Thompson they became. The daughters did marry, and they would carry their wedded husband's family name. We may not all be called Thompson, we all have different names. As hard as we may try, we can't deny Thompson blood flows in our veins. Though far away, still we can say we're still one family just the same. The Thompson girls were seven, Carmen, Hilda, and Jessica. Then Corrine and Evie Loreen, and then there was Sarah. Twins Willie Mae and Mary Faye, that was all, and Dora said hallelujah. From the Thompson children came other family. Though different names, our blood's still the same. We're one big family. Burns, Collins, Spain, Meadors, and more, each with different personality. The time has now come, all our uncles and aunts have now gone on to their heavenly home. To fail now we surely can. If we pray, then one day together in heaven we'll all be saints.